Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
August 40th. Again, you are tuning in to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM, coming to you from Wellington, New Zealand. I'm Alice Paul, and one of the presenters here with the Capital Irish team. And Eilis Ní Chasaigh is doing the very, very important job of the technical work today. And she'll tell me when to stop and start and how much time I've got. So Eilis is from County Derry and I'm from Monaghan, and we cover all the stuff that's happening in New Zealand that might be connected with Ireland, if there's anything that is. At the moment, there's a bit of a drought there, but I went into this website earlier today, Good News from Ireland, but it was all from 2021, 22, 23. There was nothing in the present, which is quite funny. So I thought, I've discovered a new website for good news, because it's so sad reading all the bad news all the time about the Gaza war and about all the other sad things that are happening. Although I must say I'm very proud of the Irish government on the stand they're taking there. But we'll talk a little bit about that later. In the meantime, it's really important to acknowledge our sponsors, Susie McGuinness, the Hutt Valley Irish Society, and the Wellington Trust. So they keep the show on the road for us. And the Wellington Irish Society and the Hutt Valley Irish Society are advertising a concert which we're running in Lower Hutt on today, as you listen, at 3 o'clock today. If you're doing nothing, please come out to the Hutt Valley Irish Society. We're having a fundraising concert for Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sans Frontier. And we're trying to raise as much money as we can to help those in dire need in Gaza. So the cost to get in is only $15. And there's a whole host of really talented people are going to be entertaining us, including Irish dancing. Trish Budding's Irish dancers are coming. And our own Andy Kerr, who presents here once a week, he and his band. And a new band called Sláinte, Kieran Hegarty, and some other very talented players. And also Áine Gallagher, who sang here in this show about a year ago, and I heard her and I thought, oh my goodness, I want to hear more of Áine. So she's agreed to come, and Pat Higgins. So, you know, that's just some of what's happening. There's going to be lots of raffles and spot prizes and just fun for the whole afternoon. Oh yeah, and the little kids will open the concert, the Hutt Valley Irish Choir. They sang at the St. Patrick's Day on the waterfront, and wow, they really stole the show, I think. But they will be doing just a few songs to open the show. And it's just a little way that we can all help out, a little drop in the ocean, really, for the dreadful things that are going on with this genocide. So it would be fantastic if you could come and support us. But I thought we might start by listening to a really fabulous anti-war song. It's by Bruce Springsteen. And now Bruce Springsteen, the song is called Mrs. McGrath. And it's a story about a woman in the 19th century whose son joined the British Army and returned 7 years later with no legs. They were blown off on a cannonball while he was fighting with Napoleon. That was in 1811. So this song is very graphic, but it's in opposition to war. And of course, it was played a lot around the 1916 rising as well. But Bruce Springsteen, would you believe he's doing 5 concerts in Ireland this year? And last year we were there and he was doing none. I have seen him playing in Auckland, and it's probably one of the best concerts, that and Leonard Cohen, one of my two favourite concerts ever. So if you're in Ireland, you might be lucky enough to get a ticket to go and see Bruce Springsteen somewhere. I don't know, I can't give you the actual places that he's playing, but there will be north, south, east and west, no doubt about it. And of course, his great-great-great-grandparents came from County Kildare. They left there in 1853. So he loves Ireland and he's got a real claim on his Irish bit. So have a sit down and a good listen to Mrs. McGrath.
Said, would you like a soldier or your suntan? The scarlet coat and the big cocked hat, Miss McGrath, will you like that? With your two rifle-litty-a, two round. With your two rifle-litty-a, two round. Now Miss McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship come into the bay with a son from far away. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Heavy news of my son Ted, is he living or is he dead? With your two rifle-litty-ay, two round-round-round-round. With your two rifle-litty-ay, two round-round-round-round. Then came Ted without any legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your two fine legs away? With a two rifle in the A's, two round. With a two rifle. I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs away. My teddy boy, the widow cried, your two fine legs were your mother's pride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all, why didn't you run from the cannonball? With a two rifle in the air, two round. With a two rifle in the air, two proclaim, live on blood and a mother's pain. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than the King of America and his whole navy.
hope you enjoyed that. And Bruce Springsteen, he's a legend. So we're on 106.1 FM, Access Radio, Capital Irish, which comes to you every Sunday at midday. And different presenter each week. Thank you to all the great people who volunteer to do this job. Anthony Gaffney's in Ireland at the moment having a well-deserved break. So I hope he's having a great time. So other things that are happening in little, probably, as I said, there wasn't very much. There's certainly no travelling artists at the moment, but there's a big Cayley weekend coming up on the 13th of April. So it's a full weekend. It's $113.85 for the fee for the general admission for admission for the whole weekend. And the little spiel says, does Irish music get your feet tapping? This is your opportunity to get up and dance. Set dances are the traditional social dances of Ireland and are so much fun to dance. No experience necessary. Suitable for beginners and experienced alike. You would need a bit of coordination, though, and a sense of fun and some energy. This is not Irish step dancing, not river dance. You can come along without a partner. There will always be someone to dance with. So it's for adults aged 10 and upwards are welcome. Under 16, only if they're accompanied by an adult. And they recommend smooth-soled shoes if you have them. So I think that would be great fun. It's here in Wellington in the Thistle Hall. And it's all over the website. I looked at it last night, Irish events in Wellington. And there must be 10 or 20 posts about it. So just look up Cayley Dancing Weekend in Wellington at the Thistle Hall. And you'd have a great time, I'm sure. And the other festival that's happening, happens every year, is the Ciolanas. Ciolanas happens down in Nelson. And I've been once many years ago and it was just the best weekend ever. Just full of great musicians and musicians from Ireland. And, you know, visiting musicians, and there are workshops for singing, for instruments of your, whatever instrument you'd like to play. Cayley dancing as well on the Saturday evening. Live traditional music provided by the variety of musicians creates a very lively atmosphere, I can tell you. Again, with the Cayley dancing down there, they're recommending that you might be better if you had a bit of experience beforehand because they call the dancing. Now, I've been to one of these one time and I kept tripping over people and going in the wrong direction. So luckily, it was very, very funny and there was nothing serious about it. But yeah, it's better if you do know a little bit about it. And I'm not too sure who's coming from Ireland this year. But again, Ciolanas is well advertised on the website. And I do know that there is one singer, a traditional Irish singer, who will be offering classes in traditional Irish singing. So I'm a little bit tempted to go myself this year. I haven't booked anything yet, but it looks really good. And what other news? Oh, yes, Peter Burke, well-known author of Irish books. He is agreed to come to the Hutt Valley Irish Society and give some workshops on how to write your own biography. So he'll facilitate bi-monthly informal evenings where people can share their experiences in uncovering and writing their family history and swap ideas with others. So the whole objective is to encourage people to record in some way their histories for their own benefit and for the benefit of their families. So why not come along? It'll be free and share and enjoy and learn. So that's on the 18th of April. And it should be a great evening. And Peter's a fantastic man, really interesting to listen to. He's very experienced and as a journalist, he's still working for the Farmers, Federated Farmers Journal, and he's got great experience. And one other little notice. I was talking to Shirley Duffy last night. Shirley is the president of the Hutt, well, she, sorry, she's not the president, she's secretary of the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And she was talking to me about the Rose of Tralee. And they haven't set a date yet, but if you want to be an ambassador for your Irish community, this is the way to go. You could travel to Ireland, it's a chance of a lifetime, and develop confidence and leadership skills and take part in this fun act. So the Wellington selection date hasn't been announced yet, but again, the website, roseoftralee, all one word, .ie, apply to be a rose. So that's roseoftralee, all one word, .ie, /, apply to be a rose. Or you could ring Shirley Duffy, at 027-216-9838, and she will put you in the right direction. Now, I'm not going to start telling you what the qualifications are to be in the Rose of Tralee, because it has hopefully become more modernised than it used to be, with age restrictions and this restriction and that restriction. So just give Shirley a buzz and just talk to her about it, and then that way I won't get myself into trouble. I was listening to some music today and I discovered a new singer for me. His name is Tom Russell, and he sings the song about the man from God Knows Where, which of course is a poem that Ailish and I both know. It's a Northern Ireland story. And again, it's an anti-war song. So we'll stick to that theme. But oh, I loved his version of this. I mean, I'd never heard it before. It's really beautiful. I've heard Phil Coulter sing the poem, and he does a great job of it, and love all the lovely colloquialisms, which we never hear anymore. I was telling Brendan, my husband, about the word fornenst. We used to use that word all the time. They use it in the north and means in front of. And all these little things like, they're just not coming to me now, but it's a beautiful poem, which, yeah, if you can get a hold of it again on YouTube, The Man from God Knows Where. But have a wee listen to Tom Russell's version. It's beautiful.
Come gather round me, children, a story I will tell. I've been around since Jesus met the woman at the well. I've walked these roads 10,000 years. I'm a ragtime millionaire. I am the rake and the rambling saint. I am the man from God knows where. Oh, they hung me in Downpatrick, up near St. Patrick's tomb. My ghost rose up in the peat fire smoke toward the rising of the moon. Now as I drift through your villages, all the maidens stop and stare. There goes old Tom the vagabond. He's the man from God knows where. So rise up, all you ancestors, and dance upon your grave. I've come to hear your voices now, so maybe I'll be saved. Are we who forget the past, but pray and don't despair. My song might haunt your dreams tonight. I am the man from God knows where. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that beautiful song. Yeah. And again, I just came across it today and I put it onto my Spotify now, my list, so that'll be nice. I'm Alice Paul and having a little chat with you today, one of the presenters from Capital Irish 106.1 FM. And one of the things I talked to you about earlier was having the fundraiser for the Irish concert, fundraising some funds for Doctors Without Borders to help in the dreadful situation in Gaza. But I really been reading quite a bit about what the Irish government and the Irish president in particular, President Higgins, has made some really strong statements. And I just read from what he has said. President Michael D. Higgins has strongly condemned the opposition of aid entering the Gaza Strip by state actions and illegal blockages, calling on those responsible for preventing the deliverance of vital supplies to take responsibility for the deaths that are ensuing. And then he goes on to say that it is past time that EU counterparts and other countries joined Ireland in calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. He also called for Israeli hostages held by Hamas to be released. As the world watches Gaza descend into yet deeper towards famine and even greater loss of life, it is vital that every country in the world now does all in its power to ensure that a humanitarian disaster in its most extreme sense is avoided. That's what our President of Ireland is saying. And Leo Varadkar, who was the Taoiseach up until, well, he still is until next Tuesday. He's decided to stand down. But he said when he was in the White House for St. Patrick's Day, the cries of the innocent will forever haunt us if we stay silent. And really, in the case of Ireland, thankfully, they're very forthright about it. And one of the professors in Trinity College said, because of our shared colonial experience between the Irish and the Palestinians has undoubtedly shaped how Irish people engage in post-colonial conflicts. So, you know, we need to maybe put a little bit of pressure on our own government. We went on a march last week, a little peace walk, rather, I should call it. And seemingly there's another one happening today, Sunday. So if you can't go to the fundraiser, go to, because the more people who put their hands up and say, we don't agree with this, the better. So come at 3 o'clock today to a great concert at the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And that way you can contribute some money towards helping people who are in dire, dire straits. Now, the Gaelic Athletic Association, the GAA, are having a fundraiser as well. And this looks really exciting. It's in a vineyard called Le Gras meaning with love, in a winery in Masterton, a vineyard in Masterton. And there is again, I keep telling you about these websites, but the GAA, of course, GAA, it's Wellington, GAA.com, latest news. You'll get it on that. And the dinner is on the 4th of May. So we're going to go to it. Sounds great. Go to Masterton for the evening, book in somewhere nice there, and have a bit of a day away from Wellington. It'll be lovely. So I think I've told you most of what's happening, as I said, about the Cayleys, about Hugh Lanas, about the concert. And I'll tell you, I just finished reading The Prophet's Song. Oh my goodness, that was a very, very, very scary book. It was Paul Murray. It was based in Ireland, where a complete breakdown of society happened. But just the possibility that that could happen anywhere at any time, he made that, yeah, he writes a great story. But don't read it last thing at night, which I did, and then I couldn't sleep thinking about it. But anyway, it was very, very well written, and of course he won the Booker Award with it. It's called Prophet's Song. So we'll go out on a beautiful song sung by my son, Jerry Paul. It's called The Fairy Child. I really love this song. It's just so peaceful and lovely. After all the talk about war and things, sad things that are happening in the world, which we must acknowledge, but I just love this song. He recorded it with T-Bone, and he's off playing with T-Bone this weekend in Australia. And Tolu Custy's on their fiddle. So, again, lovely to have your company. Take good care of yourselves, and maybe see you this afternoon in the Hutt Valley Irish Society. Otherwise, slán agus beannacht.
When boys put tadpoles in their jars, I overflowed my tin with stars. Because I sing to see the sun, the little children point and run. Because I said the cage bird's free, the people close the doors to me. Goodbye, goodbye, you world of men.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.